ignorant son of a bitch, dumb bastard!
Rounding out your weekend on Sundays from 2 to 4, you're listening to Switch 1197's Josh and
Good afternoon, everybody. Josh and Zach rounding out your weekend on Switch 1197. It's Brisbane's youth alternative, Zach.
It certainly is, Josh. And does my nose deceive me?
Same joke every week. Lovely.
It's old chestnut, Mr. Mark Ravina, joining us on backup vocals here in the studio.
Check,
good to have you.
Check one.
Mark, we get a quick mic check.
My mic doesn't work, or my headphones don't work.
Can we get a quick mic check?
I don't want to complain.
Your headphones are working, mate. Just stay professional. Do a quick check.
I wouldn't want to complain about
it. Do a quick check.
Is your mic check?
Check one, two.
That's not how it works in the studio, mate. You don't need to do sound checks.
I mean, good news, boys. The Wheel of Brisbane's back.
Oh, God.
It was an absolute nightmare situation. They took it down. Zach was absolutely ropeable about it.
No, I was glad petition, the wheel is gone. Get rid of the wheel.
Is it petitioning back? To bring it back? Yeah, it's back in working order. So
are you sure? Because I was at a casino looking at it the other night. It was only half a wheel.
That was a roulette wheel.
Mark, you said at the top of the show, Mark, that one of your favourite segments was Nuns Gone Bad.
Yeah, yeah.
From a couple of months ago, we did Nuns Gone Bad. Nun over there in Italy found herself pregnant, and she was claiming that it was the Son of God,
the hand of God, the long arm of the Lord, the long limb of the Lord. I'm not saying what limb it is, mate.
A very long, non-specific appendage of Lord. Getting himself into all sorts of trouble. But I really hoped that it was going to become a reoccurring bit. But nuns, they don't get into too much strife. I tell you who does, Zach and Mark. It's models. So I quickly changed this, our joiner, from Nuns Gone Bad to Models Gone Bad. So let's have a quick listen.
When models go bad. When models go bad.
I mean, it was either models gone bad or NRL stars gone bad. I think, well...
you've taken that intro from one of my favourite websites I visit.
What's that?
When models go bad.
You're going to do a segment called NRL players gone bad? Yeah, this is only a two-hour show, mate.
Yeah, I was going to say...
That'll be just Julian O'Neill for those 2 hours.
Be a weekly installment.
Defecating in a hotel room.
Well, I mean, this week, like I said, models gone bad, and they do it so very often over there in around the world. But this time, Kate Moss, you know her, you love her, found herself on a plane. And Mark, you can relate to this.
You've been on a plane.
First thing,
yeah, I've been on a plane.
The thing is, you want to get on the plane. The first thing you want to do, Mark, I don't know about you if you like flying or not, but the thing is, you just need to relax. You need to relax. And the best way to do that, Mark, is...
7 beers in the lounge beforehand?
Well, Kate Moss wanted no less than 7, I suspect. But they were saying, no, look, Miss Moss,
we don't care how funny that sounds.
We will not be doing drink service at this point in time, as the pilot has yet to even leave the tarmac.
See, that? What's that got to do with the pilot?
Well,
I can't have a drink till he's got a drink. I'm not thirsty yet. We're not taking off. Sick of these pilots and these co-pilots. Was it a co-pilot, no less?
Could have been, yeah.
Co-pilots throwing his weight around.
Forgetting about the guy who does the navigation.
Yeah, the flight engineer.
What's he going to do? Look out the window, make sure the wings are still on? Yeah, still flyable.
Just stares at some flashing lights, hoping not to have a seizure.
I don't know too much about what pilots...
accidentally pull out some engine wires.
Hey, what's
he swallowed his tongue, as well as the keys to the plane. Sorry, we'll not be flying nonstop to Chicago.
I've done it again. That's my diaphragm trying to flip these keys out of my system.
He jogs back to the sick bay as he's jingling.
A dog's chasing him. Kids are smiling.
They think it's Christmas.
Oh, of course they do. Well, the thing is, she was flying. Kate Moss was flying from Turkey back to the UK. And the thing is, she thought the pilot was a bit of a turkey because she wasn't getting a drink.
She wanted a wild turkey.
Kate Moss wanted a drink. They said no. She said, nuts to this. She got up, carry on baggage. And Mark, maybe you can learn a thing or two from this.
Well, tell me what she did. I want to know. I want to learn.
Well, we're throwing out zingers, Mark.
Yeah. We're getting to it with comedy.
I'm sorry. I'm just...
Mark's on the edge of his seat. Yeah, no, Switch has paid for the whole seat. Mark's only using a quarter of it.
Mark, like,
wasteful.
Let Switch get their money's worth. Mate, she got up and in her carry-on luggage...
Luggage.
She had a bottle of vodka.
Oh.
And she started swinging off that. And then she started getting violent. So
is that a fact?
I don't know how long they were sitting on the tarmac for, but she must have just been maybe had the old bottle up to her eye. That'll get into the bloodstream faster. And she was just downing mouthful after mouthful of vodka. And
glugging it, I
glugging,
heard.
If you will. You should never glug vodka.
So what'd Kate Moss get up to?
Well, she got in trouble. She got a rap on it. But the thing is, the pilot said, nah, get off. Yeah. And that's their right as a pilot. They can kick anyone off. But she went on to call the pilot a basic B-word.
Oh, I love that insult. Yeah.
And I've got the definition.
I think you could say that on...
But it is a slang term for a woman whose behavior is unoriginal or cliched. So...
Hit the nail on the head.
Once you do anything a little bit out of the ordinary.
Also in gaming, it's used a lot.
Is it?
To describe someone playing real basic strategy.
Well, Kate Moss is throwing that term around very loosely, and she got kicked off the plane, which is good news for her.
Keep your ear right here.
Josh and Zach. Don't like it. Flo Rida, I don't like it, I love it on the Josh and Zachary Show. Switch 1197, it's Brisbane's youth alternative, joined in the studio with Mr. Mark Ravina, enemy of the show. Mark, I mean, fresh from emceeing a wedding.
I didn't have one.
Yeah, yeah, how many weddings have you emceed?
Three in the last just over a year.
And do none of these people who have these weddings talk to each other?
No, actually. And also, I use the exact same jokes to each one.
Lovely wedding. The cake is in tears.
Yeah, I mean, we have written some jokes for Mark to that caliber. But, I mean, how are you received at a wedding? Because you're essentially, everyone knows you on the show.
He calls
a drunken mess.
Yeah, and last week was no different.
Yeah.
I started in the lounge at Sydney Airport at 5 p.m., finished at 8 in the morning, then emceed a wedding 6 hours later.
Just for everyone's knowledge, when Mark says I started, at any point, when Mark says I started, it means drinking.
Heavily. So yeah, I got to the wedding and I thought, oh, I'm a bit jittery from the night out.
Yeah.
And so I took two Valiums and started drinking again.
Of course, why not? Why not mix prescription drugs with alcohol?
Yeah. Not an endorsement for that sort of behaviour.
For that kind of buzz. I mean, you have to be a special kind of fool to do that.
Currently shame fingering Mark right now. Giving
he
him
is
a,
fingering me.
Giving him a power.
Mostly
power
reserved
wag
for
as well
Indian
now.
Culture, but Zach's using it in this case to ward off any bad spirits that might go from Mark to Zach in regards to drinking.
And it's funny you asked how I was received at the wedding.
Mm.
One of the bridesmaids. Somehow got my Facebook and was sending me...
Oh, somehow got your Facebook. I'm sure you weren't plugging yourself the whole MC gig.
I didn't even talk to her.
Add me on Facebook. I'm Mark Ravina. I'm MCing a wedding.
And she was sending me filthy messages during the whole wedding. Filthy.
Oh, really?
Filthy.
Well, she re-renovating a house and she found herself all dirty.
Oh.
Good try.
Yeah. Do I dare give myself a bell for that?
Burn the bell.
Not Belly B. Well, the thing is, was the bride a bit of a bridezilla, Mark, would you say?
No, she was fantastic.
Was it a lovely wedding?
It was really nice, actually. Because when young people get married, you're kind of like, this is going to be a cheap crap fest.
Yeah.
But it was really, really nice.
Probably they love that.
You didn't open with that, did you?
I remember Mark emceed our wedding. He's going to be on the radio today.
I said it wasn't a cheap crap fest.
Yeah, but you expected it to be.
Yeah, exactly.
I took one look at him and I thought, oh, this is going to be rubbish. Well, the thing is, I stumbled upon a couple of emails back and forth to one particular bride who has been dubbed a bit of a bridezilla, Mark and Zach. The thing is...
you love these bridezilla stories.
I love a good bridezilla story.
I don't know if I hear a bridezilla story. I'm kind of like, oh, that poor bastard getting married. Because well, if that's her now on her happiest day...
Jeez, mate. I wonder if that's what everyone thinks when they see it.
Do they? Mark with his original thoughts.
Yeah. Real insightful.
Nah, keep the content coming.
Yeah,
Mark.
No, that's
read the email, Josh.
The email reads: I mean, this is basically to the bridal party from the bride. It's basically some outlining rules in regards to how you should look, how you should act at the wedding itself, and it basically goes: Welcome to my bridal party.
Stay in character.
I thought today would be a great day to start this chain, as it is officially 6 months until my wedding day. So, congratulations. I just wanted to go over a couple of ground rules. Number one: weigh-ins will begin in 3 weeks.
Good.
So she got the girls on the scales.
It's a Biggest Loser themed wedding.
It says no one can be skinnier than the bride, which means Kelly and Lizzie, obviously two bridesmaids, will be on a protein weight gainer diet exclusively until May.
So they're meant to buy new clothes from where?
They've got to completely change their body shape. Bedtimes leading up until the wedding day will be strictly enforced. Sunscreen...
Yeah.
Is a must, obviously, leading up to the wedding.
Has to be SPF 30. No one's getting cancer at my wedding.
Because
I don't want to have to think about later when you've died. Oh, I wonder if it was my wedding that caused it. Because it's all about my wedding.
I don't have to Photoshop you out of my wedding album.
I don't know why. do you remember Lizzie? No. And she tears the page out. I told her SPF 30.
She went rogue. Mark, we were talking about Bridezillas and all things, but just people laying down the golden rules about what to expect as being part of the party and all the rest of it. And you found a similar topic in regards to a birthday party coming up for a young child, and the mother outlining a few rules in regards to present buying. I mean, it is usually nice if you have a party and kids are involved. You know, you throw out, look, if you have any kids with allergies, let us know, and we'll make sure there's no peanut, or just not invite the kid. I mean, really, that's the easiest
one. Yeah, I'm sorry, what, you can't eat peanuts? Yeah. Stay home. Or tell the kid not to eat it. The kid's got the allergy, not me. Tell the kid to stay away from the Snickers or whatever other brand of candy you have there that may have traces of nuts in it. You can't eat that. If you're at the party, they start handing out the candy bars, maybe scratch your head and think, oh, will this kill me?
Got any kids, Zach, or...?
No, but teach your kid...
Not anymore.
Don't make it our responsibility, you know, if your kid's got the allergy as well.
It is cute to hear him say anaphylactic shock.
Yeah, exactly.
Can't believe.
The strong survive.
Only the strong survive. Yeah, I think there was a similar guy who had a funny moustache who had the same theory as you, Zach.
Yeah, so you were telling that story about the bridezilla, and it reminded me of a letter I found. It was from a mother sending out... pre-invite letters.
Pre-invite. Yeah. You haven't got the invite yet. You're in the first round.
So I'll just like sort of paraphrase it. She sends out this letter to the parents of the kids who are coming to her kid's birthday party, 5-year-old. And she says, these are the three items my kid wants. And she says...
What is it? Jesus, frankincense, myrrh, and gold.
Emphasis on the gold.
The wisest of you must bring them. Just follow the North Star. You'll find us. We're all in a manger.
Easy to find.
Bring snacks.
If you hit the train station, you've gone too far.
Well, she has links to a website. I don't know if the three wise men had that. And there says three items. And afterwards, she says, a few other important items. If you choose to get him something that isn't on the list any time, regardless of birthdays or holidays, please ensure that you include a receipt going forwards. When we return the items, we only receive 50% of the value. And I don't like throwing away money if we don't have the receipt. Second item, please refrain from personalized gifts that would be used outside the house. Clothing with names on them are the number one thing that leads to kidnapping.
Oh, Jesus.
No.
It's grim.
That's not. Kidnappers do. Kidnappers kidnapping kids is the number one thing. It's not a shirt with a name on it.
It might not be number one, but it's up there.
That's what she thinks is the number one cause of kidnapping. I'm going to start wearing a shirt with your name on it. And if you get kidnapped, I'll admit she's right. Okay. But that's a big effort to kidnap you. It's like kidnapping a fridge.
It's Josh and Zach rounding out your weekend.
Darling.
Josh and Zach rounding out your weekend on Switch 11 at 97 as Brisbane's youth alternative. Jess Glidden with Hold My Hand there. Mark Ravine is joining us, enemy of the show, for the entire of the show. I mean, it's great to have you so far, Mark.
Yeah, I just want to do a shout-out to our friend Dave that's obviously listening.
We're not doing shout-outs.
Because he gave...
Dave, we don't care about you and you're not getting a shout-out.
Dave.
He sent a Snapchat saying he's loving the show with Josh and Zach.
On you, Dave.
There's no third mic.
Hey, shout out for Dave.
Dave. Boys, Dave will love this. It's, it's a, we all know it, viral videos. We love them. We bloody love them here on the Josh and Zachary Show, featuring Mark Ravina, enemy of the show. But, I mean, we see it all the time. It's, you know, something happens over there in America. It's always America.
Mm. It is always America, isn't it?
The first people on the scene are usually the film crew, and they're taking accounts of what happened with some of the witnesses. And these people bloody love getting their mugs on the big screen.
Yeah, I'd love it. I'm waiting for something to happen to my neighbours. I mean, look, I'm trying to instigate something. To be honest,
I mean, look at the chick chick boom girl.
Yeah,
I mean, she went from strength to
Claire Webb Wolf or something.
Yeah, she's disappeared into obscurity, and
she got a Zoo magazine. Picture shoot, didn't she?
Yeah. Oh, did she?
I think so.
Yeah, I love that. They've seen her on Channel 9 and thought, geez, I'd love to see her with her gear off.
That's what I think.
Bit of a car crash over there in America. Mm. And first on the scene was this media crew, and they were taking accounts of the situation at hand, and they stumbled across this young guy. Courtney Barnes, his name is. And let's hear what he had to say about it.
The guy was coming down, and I guess the police was trying to do a stop point. The man said, no, not today. And they began to race behind each other like cats and dogs. The police officer got behind the man and started going so fast, his car spit out of control. Girl, he hit the pole. His head went to one side, and his body went to the other side, and this is the result. Lord be with this young man. He need a blessing.
So, I mean, it all sounds pretty pretty tame at that point. But there were no casualties. He was rushed off to hospital, of course. But... I think young Courtney suffered a bit of a casualty, though, as they pressed for more information.
Well, ma'am, I was actually going to buy me a piece of burger from Burger King, and I just stopped right in the middle because my hunger just went away.
Well, Courtney's hunger was nowhere to be seen at the scene of the crime. She was so traumatized.
Well, that's ruined me appetite.
I don't think I'll head down to Burger King.
Will be shaking their fists at the car driver.
Obviously,
lost me a sale.
Obviously, she was they were so entranced with her account that they pressed her for a few more details.
And then the police officer kind of submerged and both of them interacted, and it was a full twist about, and the police car just twisted around like a tornado, girl, and the Lord just shook it up, and the man just got injured. And now the result is this police officer don't know if his life is going to continue to make it or he going to just tap out.
So there you go. No one knows whether or not they're going to make it.
Sounds like a sportscaster. An analogy for everything.
This show will be spinning around like a tornado towards the end of the show, straight after this little mix with Black Magic on the Josh and Zachary Show. Keep it. I mean, I just hope that she doesn't say no. That's all I'm thinking about. Because the thing is, we've all been in situations where we've asked for a girl's number or something like that. And it simply doesn't work out the way that you expect.
Why is Zach laughing away from the mic? Are we stitching him up here?
Well, the thing is, last week on the show, and you can see it on the Josh and Zachary Show Snippets podcast, available on iTunes and podbay.com, where a young man asked a girl to marry him via a cheeseburger, and she simply said, no, that's not the way you do it. And, you know, back to the drawing board, she said. But, you know, I mean, just the embarrassment on his face when that happens. Zach, can you relate to that at all? Like, at all?
He's taking the jumper off. He's getting a bit hot here.
Yeah, I am, actually. I'm already heating up. Just the red fire of embarrassment is coursing through my body at the moment.
Heating your face up?
Yeah, I don't know, to be honest. Pride is an ugly thing.
Oh,
gosh.
God, yeah.
And it can blind you in a lot of ways to logic, facts, and the truth. If I were to tell the story, I would clean it up a little bit and make myself look better.
Yep.
So I'll pass it over to you, and we'll call this segment What Zach Did.
that he has to live with. Zach did that he can't shake.
I only ask that you emphasize my age at the time.
Okay, well, you can let you say your age.
Okay, I would have probably been 21, to be honest. 21. So not even that good of an excuse.
Zach was getting his hair cut at a local salon, and he thought, oh, yeah, this is growing great guns with the young lady that he was getting a haircut
she
by.
She led me on.
She led him on, he thinks.
She had a conversation with me.
That's all it takes. And so he walks away and he thinks, well, next time I get a haircut, it'll be from the same girl. How many times did you go back to that girl?
For me, it was more, it seemed like a twist of fate, because every time I went to get my hair cut, she was working. I also did have her schedule, but to me, that in itself was the twist of fate.
I mean, how did you get your hands on it in the first place? I mean, that, you know.
I went through her garbage, but how did I find her car? Followed her home. But why did she live so close by I didn't run out of fuel before getting there? Yeah, I mean, the stop off when I saw her at the servo was awkward. Oh, you live this way too. So not my fault. Entirely.
No, she completely led you on in this regard. So one day Zach goes back and the conversation was just heating up, and he thought, well, I mean, this is going great guns. He left, though. He paid his bill.
Panicked.
Paid for his haircut and took off into the car park, where a phone call was made to myself. A panic-stricken Zach.
Oh, I forgot about the phone call.
You can't blame Zach entirely here.
Well, see, I think I made the phone call because I didn't want to allow myself not to do it. Because this was one of those times, you know, you don't talk to girls you don't try, which is probably where I'm at now. and this is a large reason why.
Gun shy.
Yeah, gun shy. So I needed to psych myself into it. And I thought, well, I got to tell someone that I'm going to go try and get this girl's number. Because if I don't, I'm just going to slink away into the shadows and I'm going to drive home and I'm never going to do anything about this.
So in other words, he called the Love Meister and he says, look, Josh, I'm doing it. I'm going to go back and ask that girl for a number. And I said, good on ya.
Laugh under your breath.
I could not have been happier that this was happening. I think I ran into Mum's room. She lived a suburb over. And I said, and I screamed, we're about to be very happy people. Zach musters up all his courage.
I really regret that we didn't set up Douche Chillington for this.
Oh, I would have loved to. There's still time.
Okay.
Zach musters up all his energy and he turns around and he goes straight back into that shopping center, straight back to the hairdresser.
I'll deliver the line.
Straight up to the desk, front desk, but she wasn't there, mate. The receptionist was there and he says, I just got my hair cut here, but I would like to speak to my stylist. And
she went and collected my stylist. And much to my horror, walked her back to the counter. So now they're both there staring at me expectantly. And poor little Zachy, like a deer in the headlights, came out with, sorry, I realized I forgot something. What might that be? What did you forget? My response was, I forgot to ask for your number.
And so it were decree by Sir Josh of Kedron and Squire Zach of Nunda, sons of King Glenn of Switch 1197, on this day at this time, name thee Sir Douche Chillington. Let me tell you a story, a tale.
I've got one very quick one. I don't want to outdo you here, but I was on a family holiday, met a girl, got on very well. We left the next day and I thought, I'm going to give him a call. I know the room number. And they were checking out at the exact time. And I just had a mind blank and forgot her name. And I said, can you give my number to their daughter? I've never told anyone that.
But ladies and gentlemen, yeah, that's my douche story.
There you go. Sir Douche Chillington.
It wasn't a good line. She told me she had a boyfriend, though. I would have said the same thing given the circumstances.
Mr. Mark Mina, thank you very much for joining us from the studio here, enemy of the show. Love to have you here anytime. Of course, next week, boys, we've got the Aussie band, Aussie Rockers from Brisbane, Rattlin' Spine, stopping by, which is good news. This is Josh and Zachary Show. Thank you very much for joining us, Zach.
Thanks for keeping your ear right here.
Stay beautiful, Brisbane.